Ve'yachdaf nun aleph hamid beis. We are in the middle of the memrim of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had said, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Azai, Rabbi Nechemya, kulo sviralo maima kaina kinyan gomo." So now let us go down to Ben Azai. Ben Azai, how do we know Ben Azai holds Maimer as Koine Kinyin Gomo? The Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Ben Azai Oimer, Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer Vishne Yevomim V'Yevoma Achas. There's Maimer Acha Maimer Vishne Yevomim V'Yevoma Achas, Vein Maimer Acha Maimer B'shtei Yevomis V'Yevom Echad. So in this Nekuda, B'shtei Yevomis V'Yevom Echad, Ben Azai holds that Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gomo. But after the Maimer, the first Yevomim, we cannot make Maimer in the second Yevomim. Ochi Galsine. So Rashi says, Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer B'shtei Yevomim V'Yevom Achas. The Chol Chad V'Chad Kino Le'Rabon on Maimer Bo. The takana was that each yavam has a koyach hamaima. Bei maimer ach hamaima b'shtei yavam is v'yavam echot. The whole koyach shetiknu chachomim b'maima kone b'maima rishen loshen b'yri. So according to the first loshen, I think pshat in Ben Azai is as follows, that as we had mentioned by the last year, the Ramban says that if you hold Ein Zike, so the get in Maimers al Kedushe Horishain, and the whole bias, all the tzoris are Mu'ugid. It's one issue that the mace left over with all his noshim. So therefore, Ben Azai holds that if one Yavam gives to one Yavam a Maimer, it affects the whole bias. Because the Maimer is done in the complete bias. And Alishus Harishain. Afal Pikain, Ben Azai also holds that the Takonah de Rabbanu was that every Yavam has a koyach to make Maimer. He says, Maimer is done in the whole bayit, so therefore, if one Maimer was done with one Yavomer, this Yavom cannot make any more Maimer in the bayit. The Maimer was done in the bayit, not in the Yavoma Yechide. But Afal Pikain, the takon of Maimer was the whole chad v'chad kinu le'rabon on Maimer bo, that each Yavom is a koyach to make Maimer. Loshen Meiri. Lishna achine, Narashi brings the second loshen, Ochi galsine. The hepach, ein maimer, acha maimer, b'shnei yevomim, v'yevoma achas. The dumye, the kedushin ba'umet, kino rabbono lo maimer. That maimer is similar to kedushin. Ven kedushin, acha kedushin, b'yisha achas. B'yesh maimer, acha maimer, b'shtei yevomeis. V'yovam echot, dotavayu kamei ramyen, both are skuke loy, v'chol chode islei koyach yevomim, each one is a zikas yevomim, d'loy koyach biyo yove rabbono lemaima lemikni legamri ulemifke zike dechabote, d'biyo depotcha. V'loshen rishenike dolkamen muchecha milse bepirkim. Now, the second Loshen, Bachsachmir, is very yesoidistic. Let us start from the second Chalik, that the Ben Azai said that if you give Maimer to one Yevomer, that is not Mavkiya the Zikir from the whole bias. It would seem from Rashi, the Biyuhu de Potro, that they gave Maimer a koyach kedushin, like the like koyach be a yovi rabbonu le maimer le mikner gamri yomifke zike, the chavata, the biu, the potra. It would seem that the koyach, I mean, in every yibum, there are two inyonim. There's a lakocha loyli isha, there's a kinyan ishus, and then there's a yibum, which is mafkiya the zike. So from the ritas loshen of Rashi, it would seem that in afkos zike, Chazal never gave maimer adin yibum, that is bekoyach lafkiya zike. They said you can make kiddushin in a yevomah. That's what they said. You can have ishus in a yevomah. So therefore, if I have ishus in one yevomah, so that has nothing to do with the second yevomah. They never gave it a koyach biya to be mafkiya the zikya. The biyu the potro. So even though maimer has adin kiddushin, but you can't, two Yevomim cannot make Kedushin in her. The Kedushin, Acha Kedushin, Be'isha Achas, and Rashi is saying over here that two Yevomim cannot have Kedushin in one Yevomim. Now we had mentioned last week, Machlokes, the Pnei Yeshua and Avni Miluim, if it is Shayach to have for two people to have ishus and a shivcha charufe, that there's no chaymer ha'isa, that's meineya the kedushin. It's not a chayve krisis. The Pnei Yeshua said that it's not shayich to have ishus, because if she's knuya l'ruven, she can't become knuya l'shimen. The kinyan of Ruven is meineya the tvisis kedushin of Shimon. And Avni Miluim brought a raya from a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says, how do I know the Kedushin is not Toifus Beishas Ish? It is killed from the other raya, Sheesh Hetali Isurai. So the Gemara says, I learned from Hekish to Rabbi Yoine. So Avni Miluim asks, why do you need a Hekish to Rabbi Yoine? Typically, if she's Knuya Leruven, she can't be Knuya Leshem. So the Avni Miluim says that that is not a Svore to be Meineya Kinyan. That's why you need a limud that the chaymer ha'erva veishas ish is not teifas kedusha. Now, the rehitis loshen of the Gemara and of Rashi would seem very much like the Pnei Yeshua. Now, according to the second loshen, Ben Azai said that two yevomim cannot have a kinyan in a yevomim. Now, why can two Yevomim not have a kinyan in a Yevomim? So Rabbi Yochanan says, because he holds Maime Koine Kinyan Gomo. So it seems the Ikuv is the kinyan Shaboy. Since he has a kinyan in her, that's what Rabbi Yochanan saw in Ben Azai, that Maime is Koine Kinyan Gomo. That the kinyan, maimer, that the first yavam has in the yavamah, that makes that the second yavam can have a kinyan in the yavamah. So that is l'chayre mamish the Pnei Yeshua svare, that the kinyan of the first can't is meineya the kinyan of the second. And the lashon of Rashi is also en kedushin acher kedushin b'ishachas akrashi, says in the second lotion that Yisod Maimer is a Kedushin, it's not a Yibum, and it's not Shaykh to have two Kedushins in one woman. That's what Rashi says, and Kedushin HaKedushin B'Shachas, it would seem very much that the Lishna Achina held like the Pnei Yeshua. So Rashi says, V'loshin Rishin Iker D'Lekaman Muchacha Milsa B'Pirket. Now, in order to understand what Rashi is saying, and there's a Tosfos on this Rashi, who wants to be Chaylik, we have to see for a few minutes the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel Omed Aleph, and Rashi over there, and then we'll understand what Rashi is saying. Before we see the Gemara, let us just look quickly at the Mishneh Daf Nun Amud Beis. The Mishneh Daf Nun Amud Beis says as follows: Achas Yevome Achas LeYevom Echad, VaAchas Shtei Yevomeis LeYevom Echad. Keitzat. Now we're going to explain what's the case of Shtei Yevomeis LeYevom Echad. Also, Maime Bezu or Maime Bezu. Tzricha Shnegitin Vachalitza. So this is going according to the Chachamim, Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. And then later, the Mishnah says a lot of cases, and then the Mishnah is Messiahim, Bein Yavam Echad L'Shtei Yavamis, Bein Shnei Yavamim L'Yavama Achas. Now the Mishnah ends, and could be this is going on all the cases of the Mishnah, Bein Yavam Echad L'Shtei Yavamis, Bein Shnei Yavamim L'Yavama Achas. Now, let us see the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Echot, this is the middle of the Amud, it is two lines after the Aleph of the Bachas in the Gemara, and Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Echot Yevome Achas, Echot Shtei Yevomes. So that's the beginning of this Shtei Yevomes Liyavom Echot. Masnisin deloike ben azai, desanya ben azai oima, yesh maima, acha maima, bishnei yevomim vi yevoma achas, bein maima acha maima, bishtei yevomis vi yevonecha. Now, the girsa of our Gemara is like the first lotion of Rashi, and it flows very well on what the Mishnah is saying. We said Echad Shtei Yevomis B'Yavom Echad, and that it said what's the case. Ketzadosa Maimi Bezu Maimi Bezu Tzricha Shnei Gittin, so that what? By one Shtei Yevomis L'Yavom Echad Des Yesh Maimi Racha Maimi Mas Nisan Deloike Ben Azei Desani Ben Azei Yoyma Yesh Maimi Racha Maimi B'Shnei Yevomim.
So the lashon of the Gemara, if the Gemara stelt sich on a case of Yavam Echad or Shtei Yevomis in the Loike Benazai, so it seems Benazai held that Yavam Echad B'Shtei Yevomis is Ein Maimer Achamaimer. Let us see Rashi. Mas Nisan Diktoni achas shtei yevomis. Also, maime bezu, tzricha shnei gitten. So the Mishnah said by shtei yevomis, yesh maime racha maime. The loike benaze. The omarein maime racha maime bishtei yevomis v'yovon echot. Umas nisin, bishtei yevomis v'yovon echot komayri. So the flow of the Gemara is very good with the first lashon. Ulelishne basre, but Rashi says, now what's the second lotion? The gersinen le milse de ben azai ipre, that ben azai said verkehrt, this stimmt with ben azai. Yo, shtei yevomis li yovam echad, ben azai also holds that yesh maimeracha maime. Shtei yevomim be yevoma achas yolzei maimeracha maime. Is kaima hach at kafte aseife de masnisen. So then, that what the Gemara says, masnisen de loike ben azai, that's going towards the end of the Mishnah, diktoni ben yovom echad l'shtei yevomis, ben shnei yevomim v'yevom achas. So later the Mishnah says, the same halach applies, shnei yevomim v'yevom achas, that yesh maimer achem maimer. And so on that we're going, the masnisen de loike ben azai, because ben azai holds, by shnei yevomim ein maimer achem maimer. Umistavrus, the Rashi says, Kelishne Kamet, that the first lotion is true. Dim kein lehavlon lusuyach at kafta hochel abigmore de seifer de lekamot. That means when, if the whole raya, not like Benaza, is from the later chalik of the Mishnah, so let's wait till the Gemara is slowly explaining the whole Mishnah. So let's wait till we come to the safe of the Mishnah, and then we'll say Masnisin the Loike Ben Azai. So therefore Rashi was Machia like the first Loshen. Let us see Taisvis Ben Azai Oime Bekuntres Nire Loiker de Garsinan Ein Maimer Acha Maimer Bishtei Yevomis V'Yovam Echot Mishum de lekamon amas nisen ba'osa maime bezu or maime bezu koma amas nisen de loike ben azai. So it seemed that ben azai is chaylik on this halacha. שתי יבומס ליובמך. וריא אומר, דשאפה גורס איבך. That alone is not a calamity. We could be, it could be that, that Ben Azai is chaylik on the case of shtei yevomim yevomahachas. Ulekamon somich ha-seife, the Gemara is somich on the seife of the Mishnah, diktoni ben shnei yevomim yevomahachas. The Gemara means a seife. Ulehochi nokte yamasnisen, so Rashi has the kash, if you're going on the seife, so wait till you get to the seife. Ulehochi nokte yamasnisen dosa maimel bezu, or maimel bezu, Lefrushi dalo koi masnisen daloi kebenase. That means as follows. There's a lot of cases here in the Mishnah. Maimer acha maimer, and then there's maimer bezu veget lezu, and maimer bezu abo lezu. There's a whole bunch of cases. So the Gemara wanted to know on which case are we going on. So they started off with maimer acha maimer, but so we're talking about maimer acha maimer, and then the Sefer is saying bein. So we have to know we're going on the case of Maimer Acha Maimer, and we're saying on the Sefer Shnei Yevomim V'Yevom Ha'achas. Chigav Ne'ika Lekama Diktoni Get Lezu V'Get Lezu Tzrichi Semenu Chalitze U'Masik One Chalitze Sufficient Masik Leim Esayla L'Rava Baravuna Dama Chalitze Psule. Or tzrichei semenu chalitza, both need chalitza. Masik leim emesayel el rabba baravuna, da machlitza psul tzir lachzor kol ha'achim. Mehi leke siyata, shiesh lechalek ben mifter nafsho le mifter tzor, kida oma bereish perik daledachim. So memele, here we're talking about le mifter tzor, and rabba baravuna is speaking about le mifter nafsho. Ala seifa somach, the toni ben shnei yevomi v'yom ha'achas. So memela, so it's not muchach, not like the second lotion. V'yesh svarim shekosa behem keitzad oso maimer biyevimtoi ad ben shnei yevomim livom ha'achas v'alo masik basis in the lake of Benazah. It's the Gemar alone brings down the sefer of shnei yevomim livom ha'achas. Now let us go further. Now the fourth Tana that Rabbi Yochanan said that holds that Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gomu is Rab Nechemya. This Nan, let's get back to the Gemara. Rab Nechemya Oima Achas Be'ile Ve'achas Chalitze Bein Betchile Bein Be'emtza Bein Besoif Ein Achreo Klu V'abiyya Psula Decha Maimer Shavyu Rabbonon Oktoni ein achrel klum. Now let us see Rashi in Tosfos on this Gemara. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Vabi epsula kamei meshavu rabono loynaf keminei beget, the kaboy nami chalitza lezikosei." So bi epsula kamei meshavu rabonon. That you need a get, and you need chalitza, v'afal pikein, ein acha bi epsula klum, ein acha klum. Let us see Tosfos. Bi epsula kamayme shabiyu rabonon, uktoni dein acha klum, perish, v'hu adin acha mayme. But if the mayme, it's also ein acha klum. If he says ein acha bi epsula klum, it's ein acha mayme klum. Because be a psula kamaima shavu rabon. Taima. The besaif pirkin meforish taima de Rab Nechemya. What is the reason of Rab Nechemya that Rab Nechemya holds that a be a psula ein acher klum? The leko le migzar bie sha'acha haget umayma oto bie sha'acha chalitza bie. Given the chalitze ubiya midereise made yediyah. Now let us refresh our memories. The Gemara had said on Daf Nun Aleph, on Daf Nun Amid Beis, why did they say that abiya psulo yesh acher klum? So they said as follows: if abiya after a get would be koine legamri, would be a kinyan mal yisir. So people will say, so if it's koina legamri, so then there's nothing wrong with it. So they'd make a biya acha chalitza also. And it's also koina legamri. And they wouldn't realize a biya chalitza yo'eva lo yivne. So therefore, they wanted to show that a biya acha get is not koina legamri. So therefore they said, yesh acha klum. So people will see that the get is megareya de koyach habiyah. So then they'll think twice before they'll make biya after chalitza. That was the Gemara daf nun amud beis. Now the Gemara says later that Rabbi Nechemya holds the leker lemigzer biya sheacha get umayma or to biya sheacha chalitza biya. That means that this gzeira that people will say, if B is koina legamri after get, so it's koina legamri after chalitza, so memela you're allowed to make it after chalitza, if it's koina legamri. So Rabbi Nechemya says, no, you don't have to be afraid of that. Kimen the chalitza or biya midaraisa, made the yediyah. People will not differentiate between, the people are able to differentiate between Chalitze and get, Bia and Maima. So Memele, you do not have to say that Bia after Maima is Loikoni Legamri because of your Shash. There's nothing but to worry about. Now, V'im came. So if that is the case, so Pshad is as follows. According to Rab Nechemye, you know why there's no Bia Psula? Chazal, whenever Geyser, this Chshash of Bia Psula, because we don't have to be afraid that people will compare Bia Chalitza to Bia Chaket. Fine. So there's no inin of Bia Psula. So ain Achra of Klum, because it's a good Bia. If there's no Gzeira, so it's a good Bia. Fine. V'im kein min nolan dolo yehe Klum Achra Maima. So, fine. So a Bia Psula is keine legamri. So versteht sich ein Ach auf Klum. It's keine legamri. Because the whole reason we said like keine legamri is because of a gzeira of biat acha chalitze. Rav Nechemya holds we don't have to be geyser. So bia acha get is keine legamri. So finished. Now how did Rav Yochanan see that Rav Nechemya holds yesh maimer acha maimer. Main shmitaleitze al Sinai. So that's the Swiskash. He came in Nolan Leye Kluma Chamaima. Ba'oima, or Rav Yitzhak Baraboruch. Now Rav Yitzhak Baraboruch said, Amo'uyim de Kechidish. And he says as follows, Da al Kochoch l'Rab Nechemye get umayma di eraise. First of all, he says a Yisod, according to Rav Nechemye, a get is mina teire, and Maimer is the Reise. And how do we, no, the Reise is, how do you know that a get works, that Maimer works? The Afinen mi Kalvachayma Mishal Noshim. We learn how to Kalvachayma Mishal Noshim. Now, I'd just like to make a Pseshtikul Ha'ore. That what he says, we learn how to Kalvachayma Mishal Noshim. So, I looked up the Gemara in Kedushin. There's two Gemaras. There's one Gemara that says that that a get should help by a yavome with a kal v'chomer. Madoch isha sheine yoytze bechalitze, yoytze beget yavome she yoytze bechalitze. Abad gevis kal v'chomer she teitze beget. Tamloim and now in midiachin elay. There is a kal v'chomer and a miut. That means the more here a kal v'chomer a get should work by a yavome, and the more is a miut that a get doesn't work. Now, that Maimer should work by a Yevome, I didn't see a Kal V'chomer over there. What, all I saw was, the Gemara said, the Gemara had a Havamine, Ulekoch Eloi Le'isha, V'yibmo, Salke Daitach Ke'isha, like a Hekesh. So just like a Hek, it's just like an Isha is Nikta Bekesa V'shtar, so Yevome also should be Nikta Bekesa V'shtar. It says, V'yibma, Bia Gemer is Bov and Kesa V'shtar Goyim Ribo. So the Kal V'chomer I didn't find by Maimer, I found a Hekesh by Maimer. Okay, could be Taisis, that Taisis says Kal V'chomer, Taisis means by Get, by my midas a hekish. Okay, let's not, that's just a shtikul ha'or. But now let's get back to what Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Baruch is saying. Dal kochoch Rav Nechemye, get umayma diyeraisi. Get in mayma help by a yevom minatoyre. Yafine mi kalbo choyma mi shar noshim. The less lay hani miyuti de per kama de kedushin. The gemara brings miyutim na alein midachin eloi. The yibma biya gemeres bo ven kesev vishtar gemerim bo. He doesn't hold all these drushes. Why? What right do we have to say this? So the Rabbi Tzak Barbor said, Amore de kehoi choche. Diyev shaloi me shiyehe mi da rabono. Rab Nechemi, you can't say that my maget is at the rabono. The kibin de islay de bia bechalitze di eraise meidi yediye, Rab Nechemye said a vote that people will never compare chalitze to get and bia to maima. That's what Rab Nechemye said. And therefore, so we don't have to say that after get is a bia psule and it's a mafkiya dezike, because people might make bia after chalitza, people will never compare chalitza to get. Dimke. So if people don't compare chalitza to get, loishayich lemigze hanigzeiris tomalel, so then the whole reason they were misakin that get should passel by a yevome, that maime should passel by yevome, was because they said get lohitzi, chalitza lohitzi. That was the whole reason they made these takonis. Now, if Rab Nechemye holds that people will never compare chalitza to get and be a tamaima, so why would they misakin get and maima? There's no reason to be misakin at all. That's a meira de kikashe. It's a meira de kikashe that Taisus asks. So what does Tosfos answer? So kocher, you have to say, according to Rab Nechemye, it's not a takone. Get is koine min ha-teure. Maimer is koine min ha-teure. So memele, period. So that's why there's such a musig of maimer and get by a yevome. So the Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara is saying, so according to Rab Nechemye, we'll see how it lies in the Loshna Gemara. According to Rab Nechemye, that holds there's no Inyan of Bia Psula. Why doesn't he hold there's an Inyan of Bia Psula? Because he holds people will never compare Chalitza to Get and Bia Tamayma. So therefore, we have to say that the whole get and maimer is min ha-teure. Now, if get and maimer is min ha-teure, so fashteitz achay maimer acha maimer, and get acha get, it works min ha-teure. That is pshat in the Gemara. Amu'uyim de kechidush, he said. So Taisvi says, v'teimo g'doyla hu loimakein. This is mamish amoyra de kechidush. To say such a thing. The leimishtamet shum tane veleimet the gate poita be yevome. This is something murdering. That a get could pater a yevome. Taisvis didn't find such a thing anywhere. Boy, the imkain havele lemeima nami de nache get klum. Aces, he should have said a nache get klum. There's a meiridike ha'ore from the Rishash. The Rishash asks, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Rav Baruch, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Rav Baruch holds that a get is koine min ha'teire, ve'inach a get klum. I should have said it, Isis says. Maima is koine min ha'teire, ve'inach a maima klum. So he says, so the whole Rab Nechemye, he doesn't begin to understand. What did Rab Nechemye say? Rab Nechemye said, Achas bile, v'achas chalitze, bein betchile, bein beemtza, bein besoif, ein acher klum. Rab Nechemye said, after a bia psula, there's no, you can't make anything. You can't make maima, you can't make, ein acher klum. You can't make, after a bia psula. Bein betchile, bein beemtza, bein besoif. So when we learn this Gemara, we say, well, a bia psula, it's a bia psula. He's saying, "Ishtik teir ein acher klum." But Rishash asks, "Is Rab Nechemye holds that get is koine min ha-teire?" So it's not ein acher klum after there was a get. What's a bia psula? There was a get and then there was a bia. So he says no. After the bia psula ein acher klum. It's after the bia psula. It's after the get already. The get is kind of minatoyre. It's after the maimer already. How could Rav Nechemya say such a lotion? Rav Nechemya is saying, Abi Apsula ain achreho klum. So we learn from this lotion that the bia is the factor she'ein achreho klum. Abi Apsula is also mafki yezike. That's the chiddush of Rav Nechemya. Excuse me, according to Rav Yitzchok Baraboruch, it's not the beer that's mafkiyah the zikah, the get before was mafkiyah the zikah. Ein get, ein chalit, if get is kind of in a teure, ein beer ach a get. Ein chalit ach a get. So why are you attributing the ein acher klum to the beer psule? If it's be'emtza or be'saif. The siba that ein acher klum is the first thing that he made. The get made ein acher klum. The maima made ein acher klum. That's the kasha. Amir the kasha the rishash asks. Doesn't understand. But oid, the lishne da hashas, loy mashme shebo ledagdek mikoyach ze. So Taisvis asks, so let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara does not say what Rabbi Yitzchak Barabor said. What does the Gemara say? Rav Nechemya Oima, Achas Bila, Vachas Chalitza, Bein Betchila, Bein Besoif, Bein Beemtza, Bein Besoif, Ein Achreha Klum. Rabbi Yepsula, Dechemai Meshubiu Rabbonu, Uktonin Achreha Klum. The Gemara does not say at all what Rabbi Yitzchak Barabor said. He made a whole shtek Torah over here. Rabbi Yitzchak Barabor, he said that Rav Nechemya doesn't hold the Gzeire. Of bia or to get, so, and there's such a din of maima, so it's a raya maima zaminatayr. And therefore, it's a maima racha maima. The Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't mention this at all. The Gemara doesn't mention this whole shtick teure. It's in Rabbi Yitzchak Baraboruch. In the Smamish Apella. So the Taisus HaRosh explains how Rabbi Yitzchak Baraboruch learned the Gemara. I mean, this is, so the Taisus are, and Taisus is going, Tais also knew this crowd. Taisus, Afal P came. But so the Taisus Rosh explains as follows. V'biya psula, the Lashon of Gemara, v'biya psula kemaima shaviu rabono, mitaime de porishlel. No, the rabbonon said it's like maima, not from Nechemya. V'biya psula kemaima shaviu rabono, mitaime de porishlel, because people won't differentiate between get and chalitza. Fine. But v'kama rabne, v'kama rabne chemye einach klum. But that's the rabbonon that hold that. Kemaima shaviu rabono. But Rav Nechemya held ein acher klum, mishum the last lehanach zeiris telel. That's what the Rabbanon said. But Rav Nechemya holds ein acher klum. Let's look at the Lashon. But be absurd, the chamayim shav yor Rabbanon. Because the Rabbanon made zeiris. They were guys the chalitzu auto get. Oktani, but Rav Nechemya does not hold like that. He says, "Ein acher klum." It's not like Maimer. Ein acher klum. So Al Kochach he doesn't hold of these gzeres. So Al Kochach according to me, if they say to get the Maimers, there I say. That's how they learn shot in the Gemara. It's missing a few words, but Al Kaponim somehow it's lying in the Gemara. And Taisus says that when the Gemara wanted to say something, it could have been more explicit. That's Taisvis Karsha on Rabbi Yitzchak Baraboruch. So we have a shakel problem over here. Where do we see from Rav Nechemya that ein maimer acha maimer? He doesn't hold the gzeire by bia psula. Finish. So v'nirali d'hochi perusha. V'abia kemaima vabi psule kemaima shaviu rabon sheyehei acher klum mishum gzeiris telel. The rabbonon said it's like maima that because of the gzeiris v'chal acher maima umishum hochi. We're talking about the rabbonon. Umishum hochi tkinu nami rabbonon sheyehei maima racha maima. Since the Rabbonon had to say, יש מים הרחבי הפסולה, that's the one to do, so ממילא, the head is say, יש מים הרחב המימה, אף על גב דה מסבורה, הווה לא למימה, כרם גמליל. So now, Tosis says something very interesting, in Lomdis, רם גמליל is correct. In מים הרחב המימה, the first מימה is מפקיע the whole Zika, there's no need for a second מימה, there's no place for a second מימה. But why did the Chachamim say Yesh Maimer Achamaimer? The Mitzvah Havel Maimer Kam Gamliel. They Maimer Achamaimer. The Fisher Kon the Maimer Harish and Kol Mashi Yesh Maimer Liknays. All the time of the Rabbanim. Nobody had to say this. The Amrin and the Maimer Achamaimer. People start saying Maimer Achamaimer. Osil Maimer Nami the Maimer Achabi Yipsula. Dlei Gore Biyemi Maimer. That means people will start having a meridike kasha. Biyapsula isn't any worse than maima. And if you'll say that ein maima racha maima, so biyapsula, which is at the raise, or zikha will say ein maima racha biyapsula. And they had to say ein maima racha, yesh maima racha biyapsula, because of this gzeire. So we have to say yesh maima racha biyapsula. In order to ensure we'll be able to say yesh maima racha biyapsula, we have to say al kochach yesh maima racha maima, because if we say ein maima racha maima, we'll say ein maima racha biyapsula. Lakach tiknu sheye maima racha maima. Fine. Now, how does get? The Hirmi Misakin get also. The get a maimer in Yinecha, the shneim the Rabbonon. We amre den get, also maimer name den maimer acha maimer. Bloy maimer acha bi yipsula. Period. That means the whole thing is a merry-go-round. That means they have to make sure that people will say, yesh maimer acha bi yipsula. That is according to the Chachomim Mohodah bi yipsula. And in order to ensure that we'll say, yesh maimer acha bi yipsula, we have to say, yesh maimer acha maimer, we have to say, yesh get acha get. So Mamela, if that's the whole cheshbon, that the whole halacha of Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer is in order that we should be assured that we're going to say Yesh Maimer Acha Bi Yipsula, in Kain L'Rab Nechemya, that holds Ein Maimer Acha Bi Yipsula, is Ein Maimer Acha Maimer. V'day Lekel L'Migzamidi, the less lay Nami Maimer Acha Bi Yipsula. Tekton Yen Acher Klum. So Mamela, Tais was just put down the cheshbonos. In Lomdes, Rabban Gamliel is right. Ein maimer acha maimer. The only reason the Chachamim say yesh maimer acha maimer is to ensure that you say yesh maimer acha bi yipsula. If you hold ein maimer acha bi yipsula, so mamela, then you go back to your Lomdes and say ein maimer acha maimer. So mamela, that's buchach from Rabban Nechemya. Yeah. The im time. Time, a might king or rabbon or rab nechem you get a maima klal. Now let's get back to the ha'ore, what Taisus had before, which is a meridik ha'ore. If we're not afraid that people will compare chalitza to get and be it to maima, so why would they massack this whole union of maima and get? Be'ivom, even the be'iv a chalitza made the idea like a mikza, the get loitzi, the chalitza loitzi. So Tosfos starts off saying Ke'ein Rabbi Yitzchak Barabbach, but not so sharp. The Olam Soivrim the Geto Maima Mahani Mina Torah. The Olam Take the Amaratzah Sheolam holds that Geto Maima help Mina Torah Mikal Bochoyim they become a Dikdushin. They hold of the that Geto help Mina Torah. V'afol Gav the Imit Mik Dimit Aid is a Miut. They know the miyut also. That means the oilam held that maimer in get helps a little. Doesn't help completely. They know the lomdis, they know the miyut. So maimel they say, so we combine the lomdis with the miyut. So the lomdis tells us that there should be an inyan of maimer min ha-teira. The miyut tells us it's not kaino legamer. And the same thing by get. Allahochi. Ishoris lemivol acha get umayma. If one will be permitted to be boiled after get umayma, even though get umayma is minat teire, Osi lemibul achachalitza bi. I feel according to Rab Nechemya, because they think getting maimers also minatoya. Aval behol oito, sheyoimu achageta maimer, bishvil shetikne biye, kinyin goma, tikne kemoiken kinyin goma, ache biye bechalitza, the yove livel achayot, avada yodi dechalitza biye, adife migeta maimer, sheksuven behedje, begeta maimer nismato. So Taisu says the whole lomdis of Rab Nechemya that people will not compare a chalitza to get and be a tamaima, that is in the kinyin gomo sheboy. That means people know that there's such an inyan of maima and there's an inyan of get. But they also know that maima is not kinyin kinyin gomo because of the miyut. And get is not kinyin kinyin gomo because of the miyut. That they do know. So memele, so therefore, Rab Nechemya holds, there's no reason to be afraid. If we will say that bia is koina kinyin goma after get, the people say bia is koina kinyin goma after chalitza, because that people will realize there's a difference between get and chalitza. Let us go further. Keitzad osa maima. Now let us, for 1 second, look at the Mishnah, and we'll appreciate the Gemara's kasha. The Mishnah is very, very unclear. The Mishnah daf nuna medalav started off by saying, "Am gemliel oima ein get achaget," and the Chachamim oimrim yesh get achaget. Keitzad also. So now we would be hoping that the Mishnah will explain now yesh get achaget. Starts off also maime be yevimtoi v'nosan lo get tzicha men el chalitze. So this Keitzad is not at all explaining what he was speaking about before. He's talking about a new case in Ganasa. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. Keitzad osa maima. So the Gemara asks, "Hai get ache getu?" He just started telling me the Chamol yesh get ache get. Keitzad? You're telling me he made maima after get. Om Rav Yehuda ochi koma. Get ache getu maima ache maima kidamor. The Brais explains the case of get achaget. Yovom echod v'yevom achas keitzad atarosam. Now we're talking about that we explained in a Brais, we didn't explain in the Mishnah, but now we're talking about something new. One yovom with one yevom, how can we be matar eventually if he started with maima, he started with get, he started with chalitza? So this is a new bov in Gansen, and the explanation of get achaget maima achamaima, the Tanna did not bother to explain in the Mishnah, and the Brais explains it. Let us see Rashi. Hai get achagetu bit mil, b'chizeo get achaget, tektoni reishe, v'chomim oimrim yesh get achaget, v'mofosh keitzad osa maima, d'ayinu get achamaima. So the Gemara says, no, the explanation of get achaget is kedamon bebraise delel, keitzad amar am gamliel, masnis and loy pirish. The Mishnah did not explain at all what get achaget is. Now we're speaking about a new halacha. Yovom achas, keitzad hataros. Let us go further. The Mishnah said, osa maima ubol, areizu ke mitzvoso. A person made maima. That's the third case. So we started off with maima. This is how the mitzvah should be done. So the Gemara says, "Leime misayil el Ravuna." So our Mishnah is a raya to Ravuna. The Omar Ravuna mitzvahs yevome mekadesh v'achakach boil. So not from the Mishnah to Ravuna. That's how the mitzvah should be done. So the Gemara says it's no raya from the Mishnah. Could be Ravun is right, but from the Mishnah you don't have a raya. The Mishnah is telling us, Eima af zeke mitzvosa. Not that this is the way the mitzvah should be done. One is mekayim the mitzvah through this way also. If you make yibum, you all sicha did the mitzvah. But if you started off with maima, you also did the mitzvah. What's the chiddush? Pshite? I mean, what's wrong if you made maima? No, sal kedai tachamina kiven da oma amar, hoisa maimer bi yevimtoi polche menu zikas yevomim, vachola olav zikas eresen in nesuim, eima lav mitzvah ka ovid, kamash malon, that he also did a mitzvah. Let us elaborate for 1 minute what the Gemara is saying over here. We had before a Gemara, according to Beis Shammai, the Gemara said that Gemara clans a shayla, if a person made maimer in a yevome, and now can he make bia bal kochoch? So the Gemara says, why can he make bia bal kochoch? Why not? We learn out from the Yidma can make bia bal kochoch. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's if he started off with bia. But if he started off with maimer, is polcho mimenu zikas yevomin, that's what the Gemara says. Now it's a different seder already. Now it's zikas eres and nesuin. I have to make chupe, midaita. It's a new parshin gans. So let us explain this for 1 minute. Perhaps the inyan is, we had before, Tosfos Daf Mem Tes Lamed Beis, the Rabbeinu Tam said that when a person is boil a yevome, it's not Mekadosh the Yibam. This is not Kiddushin. It's a mitzvah bia ba'alme. That was the Loshen of the Rabbeinu Tam. U'yavom nami lav bas Kiddushini ele bia hu de isbo. He makes a ma'isa bia. That means as follows. That the Inyan of Yibam is isha hiknaloi min ha-shamayim. This Eresen. Eresin is a person acquires a wife. He's kinda ha'isha niknis bekesef b'shtar u'bebiya. So we're talking about kinyan isha, that means that he is kinda an isha. He's taking her for a wife. Yibum is not that he's taking her for a wife. He's doing a mitzvah of yibum. And how does she become his wife? Isha hiknuloy min ha'shamayim. Isha hiknuloy min ha'shamayim. So, now, there are two sdorim. There's a seida of isha hiknaloi min ha-shamayim. That seida of isha hiknaloi min ha-shamayim, you don't have to make bia midaita. She doesn't want. I feel a bia bar kochach also. I'm doing mitzvahs b'yibum. You want, you don't want. Skate me nishton. How do you become my wife? Isha hiknaloi min ha-shamayim. Now, there's another seida. There's a seida, according to Beis Shammai, let's just mention the Gemara before. According to, there's a seida of Maimer. So the seida of Maimer is, you know, it can work another way. You can marry her. You can take her for a wife. You don't need Yishik Nalayim in the Shemaim. You can be kind to her. But then there's a different seida. Then it doesn't work with Bia Bar Kocha. Then you need the Chuppah and you need Bia Midas. It's a different seida in Gans. So now, a person could think, fine, you could be kind of her for a wife with the Seder also. But could be that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Yibum is Yibum HaYovayola. That's the mitzvah. That you make a ma'isa be in her. If you're kind of her wife, she becomes your wife. But that is not mitzvah Yibum. So I would think, by being Mishana the Seder, by not hiknaloi min ha-shamayim, if the shamayim is working for you, gevaldik, that's the mitzvah. But if you're taking things in your own hands, you're taking her for a wife, who says that's the mitzvah? She becomes your wife, enochenami, but could be you weren't mekayim the mitzvah through this seder. So that's the chiddush of the mitzvah. Avzuki mitzvosa, that means even if the chelik ha-ishus was al yedei kniyosoi, not hiknoloi min ha-shamayim, you could still be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum with the bia. That's the chiddush. Avzuki mitzvos. Avzuki mitzvos. So that is, if we don't hold like Rav Huna, gufe. Omar Rav Huna. Now we'll start explaining Rav Huna. Omar Rav Huna. Mitzvahs yibumin, how is the mitzvah properly niskayim, Mekadesh, for Shemay Kedushin, Ba'acha Kach Boil, and then you boil. Number one. Number two. Be'imbol Va'osa Maima, Kona. But if he made Bia first, and then he made Maima, it's also Kona. So the Gemara, so it seems to be saying that the Maima is not Mekalkal the Bia. So the Gemara says, "Involve also Maima Pshita da Kanye Bebia." That's Poshet. How could the Maima, the later Maima, be Mekalkal the Bia? Ela Ema involve below Maima Kone. No, Ravun is saying something else, that the proper way the mitzvah should be done is Maima v'achakach bia. But if he did not make the proper way, Imbo b'loy Maima is also kind. So the Gemara says, so Vasanya loike, we learned as Malkis, and we'll see if there's Malkis, so that should mean that he's not koine. So the Gemara answers, Makis Mardis Midarabonim. Before we go further, let us just see Rashi and Taisvis. So Rashi says, Vasanya loike, the Gemara understood that Malkis, Vein Malkis Aboim, El Al Divrei Teire. Malkis is only if Yoivan is for the Reise. So if a person made Yibum without previously making Maima, he's even a Sederaise. So how could he be Koine? So the old Laner explains Rashi what Main Shmitalitza Hasina is. Since he gets Malkus Minatir, how could he be Koine? Why not? Why can't? There's Malkus, why can't he be Koine? So he says, Pshat is as follows. Why is the Malkus to begin with if he didn't make Maima? If he didn't make Maima, the only way we could understand it should be Malkus min HaTorah as follows. The Torah said, Ulekocha loy le'isha, which means marry her, lekuchen kesev ishtar, v'yibma, and then make bia. That's Pshat and Posik. Now, if that is Pshat and Posik, so the Torah told us a seder of Yibum. According to Rabbi Nevin, that is the way one makes Yibum. L'kochel Elisha v'yibma. Now, if that is the Seder, the way one makes Yibum, so what'll be if a person will not make the Yibum the way it's supposed to be made? Torah said, that's how Yibum is made. So the Gemara understood, you know what happens if you don't do it the way it's supposed to be done? So then you're even the Yisrei Shesach. Yechayiv Koris. And Kochai v'krisis loikin. That is Pshat. So pshat is, we learned that if a person makes yibum without maima, he's loike. So if he's loike, the malchus al-kochach is al-tzei shesach. And if the malchus is al-tzei shesach, then the yibum can't be taifis. That's pshat the Gemara's kash. Let us see Rashi again. Ve'imalchus al-boin el al-divrei teire. If you're giving malchus, it has to be yuzei v'nisse d'reise. Alma di reise, it is an isse d'reise, and the reise has to be eishesach. Eiche amrit konis, if it's eishesach, how could you be koine? The teire said that you only koine with such a seder. Komishani, hai loike lav malchus al-boin hu. Loike does not mean malchus al-boin, al-makis mardus. Makis ridui midarabonam. I want to be machniim. Shano kalus roish ba'atzma iloilom konim. You're learning the wrong pshat in the loike. Loike means makis mardus. Agav urche, from this Rashi we see, the Ben Yonah says this in Shari Tshuva, and I think the Rambam says it, that makis mardus, there's no number of 40. The Rabbein Yonah in Shari Tshuva says that, he says that I don't have a lotion, but the Rabbi Yehuda says that the Rabbi Yehuda Shari Tshuva Shagimol Ischess Din Lahakos. Kefi asher einei bezn reis liyasa ola blanosh be'esahi. Im livchois mimem oi lohoisif lakoise aleila. That's what Ben Yonah says in Shari Tshuva. That's what we see the Lashon of Rashi also like this. Hai loike lav malkis aboim. You don't have a number of aboim. Aboim is, if it's malkis derais. If it's malkis maldis, it's a different... It's a different schum. It's the ra'ois einei abezin. Let us see Taisvis. Im bo'al v'osa maima pshite takone bebiye. Holoi por pshite dekonye bebiye lochude. If the most kash was pshite is kone bebiye, the molava mishani midi. That he made yibum without maima. Alochi por pshite shamaima achabi einei begareya.
That's poshut that the maimer can be megerei v'im bebiyah lechut kone b'shvil maimer shalach aloi gor amishani eima im boal b'loi maimer kone. The chiddush is that it was built without maimer kone. The sal kedaitach loi kone ken oisek mitzvos mekadosh vach kach boyalo. That's the chiddush of Rafune. Masnisen des Nan Bereich geduschen, I woman nicknes bebier, so why didn't either Rafunas Kiddush is a mission, I woman nicknes bebier, like Shaminilai, the Dulma, Heine mit der Reise, ihr Koine, mit der Kodim der Rabboni, ihr Nakoine. Trainer des Nan noch, Masnisen abila bis manche betrila nach Klum, Dulma Nami, Heine mit der Reise, Koine. Mit der Reise, ihr Koine, mit der Rabboni, und bei ihr Nakoine. Uporich vosanje loike, viyode shapin midarabono loike, not like Rashi, or the salke daitach, the loike midarabono mishim dosu chachomin ki pegeya beish esach shalei bemoke mitzvah, mein like the Ochanel says in Rashi, mkei midarabono loikoni lo beloi maina, o mishami makas mardis midarabono, mishim pritzusa ba'alma kederav, that it's a makas mardis, it's not, it's megareya the kinyin, it's only a makas mardis. Now let us see the Gemara further. The Rav mangid, Rav gave Malkis, man the Mekadish bebiyah. If a person is Mekadish bebiyah, he gave Malkis. So now let us just see, before we go further, a man the Mekadish bebiyah, so Rashi says, Mishum Pritzuse. It's pritzes. Now, let's look in Taisvis, the Mekadish bebiye, Eimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Afilu biyevome, the Tzorich biye, the pritzuse hu sha'oise tchilas kinyonoi bebiye. Now, the Marsha explains Taisvis as follows. That means, our Gemara is medame, Afuna was medame, man, the miyabim, without making maima, the man, the Mekadish Bebiyah. Now, one could learn what's the pritzis of Mekadish Bebiyah. So one could say as follows. The pritzis is that Lamaise, when one makes Kedushin, has to be Bifnei Edim. Now, Bebiyah also has to be Bifnei Edim. So what's the Bifnei Edim? The Miyachid, the Edim see how the two Anoshim go into the Ish and the Ish go into the room, and he says, all right, Mekadesh is Bebiyazu. So that's the Edim. But it's Pritzes. If that would be the Pritzes, so Tzipchad is, he can marry her, but why should you marry in such an oifen? So Mamele, Rav Mangid, Amanda Mekadesh Bebiyah. But by Yibum, you can't avoid it. Of my leaven, and if I make maima first, I won't do the same. When it'll come to Yibum, you have to do the same thing. Yibum also has to be bifnei edim. So the beer bifnei edim you can't avoid by Yibum. So how was the gemore medame Rav mangid amande mekadish bebiye to Rav Hune that if a person makes Yibum without maima, also mangid. So therefore the Benetam says that the pritzis is something else. The pritzis is not that people know about it. That's not the pritzis. That is Edim there. The pritzis is she'oise tchilas kinyonei bebiya. That means without having any kesher with the ishe, he's boil her. That's the yavla. That's the yavla. Therefore Rav mangid man de mekadish bebiya. Just a little ha'ore, it mentioned a few times that the Shitas Hataz, that Chazal would never ask for something that the Torah was Mata Beferish. Now here we have an Agamore that according to Rav Hune, you have to make Maimah Midah Rabbonon and you're not allowed to make Yibum. By the way, I mean, Pashta the Kol Yevom Yovel Ev Yibum. I mean, the Pasuk says you're allowed to make Yibum. So how does this stem with the Taz? I don't know. Okay, let's see now all the things. The Rav Mangid Man the Mekadish Bebiyah. That's one Pritzitz. Uman the Mekadish Beshuke. A person is Mekadish Beshuke.
What's Bishuke? So Rashi says, Vamanda Mekadosh Bishuke, Afilu Bekaspe, the Minig Zilus Upritzusi. Now let's explain this for 1 minute. Shuk means a marketplace. So it means if you're marrying an Isha in a marketplace, so you're saying, in other words, that she's a commodity like all other commodities. Just like you buy a sack of potatoes and you buy a pound of meat, you're buying a wife. If you're being Mekadosha in the market where things are being sold, where commodities are being sold, so you're labeling her, she's also a commodity. That's why her Kedushin belongs here. That's a zilzul in a pritzis. I saw an Ezam Mekadosh, he says, Chazal tell us, we learn that from a posik, an Eved Ivri, also la midei aleven hamekach. You're not allowed to sell an Eved Ivri as a commodity. He's a yid. You're not allowed to sell la midei aleven hamekach. An ishe shenim shalol l'teire, motze ishe motze toiv. You're mekadosh an ishe. It's not pshat. It's not you're buying a woman. So memele to be mekadosh or b'shuk, that is a zilzul and the whole union of kedushin. So one did this, one felt it from Rav. Man de mekadish bishuke, uman de mekadish beloy shiduchi. If he didn't make shiduchim, he didn't. There was no obligations from the two tzadim to make kedushin. So that alone is a pritzus. It needs a hachone. Uman de mevatel gita. What's the title mevatel gita? Mevatel gita means hashek lechazach. A person goes and sends, has a get, he writes a get, and he gives it to the shliach, and he sends the shliach out, and let's be megashim, even let's say he sent the shliach from Dinas Hayom Teretz Yisrael, it's a 3 months journey, and after 2 days he starts thinking that, he shouldn't have sent the get, so he's gonna go in front of two Edim or three, he's gonna go and say, I'm mevatel the get. Mevatel the get. He could be mevatel the get. Now, but the repercussions, what can come out from this is a shrek. Who, in Eretz Yisrael, no one knows about anything. No one knows about this bittel get. And she's going to get married and they have a few kinderlech mamzeirim achmon and etzlon. And memele, he didn't take this on to consideration. So a person who's mevatel a get, shaloi b'fnei ashliach, Rav was mangit a get. Uman de moser meido agit. Another case. If a person is moser meido on a get, that means he was being forced to give a get. But he's going to be an eibachochem. So in order, he can't do anything. The b'shas mais no, he's being forced to give a get. So before, the day before he gives the get, he's moser meido. He's telling them, you know, tomorrow I'm going to write a get, but I want to tell you I'm forced. It's done shaloi mirtzayni. And now this mesiras meidor helps. Now it helps. It helps givaldik. Now there's going to be a shrek lechazach. He's going to write a get, and not everyone will be aware of this mesiras meidor, and the get is worthless, and again we'll end up with mamzerim. Uman de poker shlicha da rabbonon. One was a mechutze for the shlich da rabbonon. Shlich da rabbonon came to him and he spoke to him with chutzpe. It was mezalzon him. So Rav was also mangid. Uman de shoy shamta da rabbonon a late loss in yoyim. Vloy osi le baydine vetova le shamta. A person who Bezdin put him in chayrim and he didn't come to Bezdin to beseech them they should take off the shamta. Like, so that means that he doesn't bother him. Bal chasne de doir bebei chamui. And a chasen, a son-in-law, that lives in the same house with his shver and shvigya. So that also could bring problems with he might be boiled the shvigya. So the Gemara says, de doir in the chalif loy. If you live there, and what if he visits them very oftenly? Someone who used to go and pass by frequently the door of his shver and shvigir, the nogde rav sheishes. So the Mas says, "Ahu made them have a dayim mechamse."
There was a kohel. He was choshed already and to have relations with his shviga, with his mother-in-law. But so then he was mangid, but like this, davke doyer. Now doyer only bekulei loy mangid rav. Now that chaylik not on all these things was the rav give makis maldis ella lemekadosh bebia ubeloy sheduchi. That means if he had this combination, it was mekadosh bebia, and he did not make sheduchim before the biyim. Then he gave malchus. Anything else is mekadosh bekesef v'loy shiduchi or mekadosh bebiya im shiduchi din kemalchus. V'ikadamri afilu b'shiduchi nami mishum pritzusa. That's the only one case Rav gave. Rav mangid. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says. The mispake loshen chutzpah shemei isponav lahasris umshliach besen. Meidem avadai mechamse mineich shudo hoisach hamoise mimenu. Let us see Taisvis. The Vavatel git, afo gav the Rav mashm the spile beresh ashiloyach the bitloi eini mevutul ki Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that fakel chazal said the bitl is not chal. Kabi hodo ma Rav Yosef nerzi anant mikomokim kamochid the lokim ishm demoy tzilaz halaget. Even the bittul doesn't help, but it will accomplish that people will be mighty laws on the get. They'll say it's apostle again. The mosa meido agita afil ava mevatul kol meido. Even later, if by the exivus aget is mevatul all the mesiris meido. Bikomok mo yemalko is mishim the mighty laws al get. He's also mighty laws al get. Tika de shama be meido v'lo shama be bittul. Because if he's Maisa Maidor, people could be will hear about the Maidor, and they won't hear about the Bittla Maidor. Mispake b'shlich de beidin ekach girsus akuntres. A shlich bezden. So that means the Abla is like he's Meis, and he's a machutz of keneged the koyach of bezden. V'yesh svom shekose ben man de mitzayr shliche de rabonu. So then it's not als bezden, it's als kovod ha-teire. V'chein kosu b'chal osfom b'rkama d'gdushin, mir gam shom pirsh b'kuntere, shlicha d'rabona, shlich bezden. V'nich d'b'chol shlicha d'rabona, yeshlukes, afo gam lo have shlich bezden, als kovod ha-teire, kebashkem pek, asor yuxen, d'shamte, rab Yehuda, lahu gavre, d'tzir shlucha. The rab Yehuda sent a shlich to a person, he was mitzayrim, and rab Yehuda put him in chayrim. So you can't say it's the same din. Besides being Mitzayah the Shliach of Rabbi Yehuda, he was Mevazah Rabbi Yehuda, so for that he deserved to be put into Chayim. Hadol bebeis chomov, so Taisha says, Anan samchinen anerdoi, da omri bekulu loiman gedrav aloman bekadish bebiye, so therefore, we are, Lamaisa Taisa says, we are Seimech and the Nerdoi.